It was a fantastic few days for the boys, and even looking to see what they had and what they do and the technology that's there. It's unbelievable stuff, and it's fantastic to have it in the county and Donegal, and it's great to have them looking forward to coming here to do and what they did, and hopefully competing again in the future. I think it'll pay dividend for the last few days that they had and the technology they have for some of the stages that's there. It's a wee bit different to a lot of the stuff in other parts of the world, so they were very happy for what happened, and I do believe they will be able to put it back into the technology they've received as well.
But from an organising point of view and the motor club's input to it, there was a lot of work went on to make this event happen, because it's the unique event. It's a rarity, so it doesn't happen very, very often to have a World Rally team here in the Northwest.
That's right, that's great. We're delighted to be able to host it, I suppose, and the members that are out and worked hard on it over the last few days, and it has been in planning for a few months now, which is great, and it's fantastic to have a world team like that, the best team in the world, coming here to do something in Donegal. It's a once-off, and it's a rarity, as you said, and it's fantastic that we're able to host it. We're delighted that they were in the county for the few days they were there.
And what other parties and bodies were involved in this, Brian?
Well, I suppose firstly we'll have to thank the residents who were very, very generous to us over the few days that we were there, and Donegal County Council especially, who supported us with all of the help that they normally do, and it's fantastic to be able to say thanks to everyone that did support us, including all the club members that come out in the last few days and worked very hard on it and made the thing very successful.
And I suppose when you see the likes of Toyota here, some of the other big manufacturers, the ears might be perked up now. This might become just not a one-off, but we may see other manufacturers and teams make their way to the Northwest in the future, Brian.
It's fantastic to have like a world team coming here and out to Donegal, and you know, we have great scenery, and a lot of people commended the scenery that we have here and the great county that it is, people that never was here before, you know, all of them Finnish guys that were there, they're absolutely overwhelmed with what we have here and what we have to offer and all the hospitality and everything that is here. So hopefully we'll see more teams back again, and maybe see this team back again in the future, because there's no doubt they're going to be here for a while and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
We exclusively broke the news that Chris Meek has an entry for Donegal. He plans to do Donegal with Liam Regan on board. It seems to be now that Donegal is able to pull these names. We did, of course, have the likes of Hayden Patton here last year. William Creighton was here last year. Now you can add Chris Meek to the list for 2026. But this is huge from a Donegal rally point of view to have Chris Meek eventually back in Donegal. It's taken a long time, but he is back, and it's massive sodas.
That's right. That's fantastic now that he has confirmed that he's certainly coming. And, you know, after the last few days testing, I'd certainly think he'll be a contender for the front of the field, and it'll be an interesting few days, new stages and stuff that's set up now under the watchmanship of Eamon McGee and the Gidore area and that. So I do believe that car and the setting and all of the stuff that happened the last few days will be a benefit to Friday evening, and seeing what the result is on Friday evening, and I suppose we have our launch now next week, and hopefully we might add another few names to the membership as well.
Yeah, and the launch is obviously taking place next Friday. The entry list is going to be out, and it's the same each and every year. It's bulging sodas, the entry list. Everybody wants to be part of the Donegal Rally, and you can feel the excitement now off the back of this test this week that's really starting to build towards the third weekend in June.
Aye, it's unbelievable. I suppose there's 280 odd entries in this year. Like, it's amazing stuff. Every year you think it couldn't keep holding up, but it seems to get better and better and bigger and more interest all over, and the bigger names seem to want to come. So it's fantastic for us as a club to be able to host it too.
Just finally, the note in the launch, it is coming up next Friday night. That's due to start at what time, Brian?
Half seven. On Friday evening, yeah, at the Donegal County Council offices in Letterkenny at the Grassroots. So we're looking forward to seeing as many people there as possible, and hopefully there'll be a few surprises in there now too for next week. So it'll be great to look forward to that.
Okay, talk to you then. Best luck, Brian.
Thank you, Eugene.